Well, get your Bibles out and let's go to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. I've been doing a little mini series, a little three-part series, and tonight's the last night we're going to be in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And we've called this permission to pray. Permission to pray. The reason why we said that is because if you can find somebody in the Word that prayed something and got results, doesn't it make sense that you can pray that same prayer and get the same results? And here's the reason why, because God is no respecter of persons. If a righteous person in the Bible prays and gets results, then if you're righteous, if you're walking in the way that God would have you to walk, and you're praying according to His will, His Word, His way, then you're going to get those same results in your life. So we opened up 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and we took a look at two little verses, verse number 9 and verse number 10. And it starts talking about this guy named Jabez. Let's read it together. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10 says this. It says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers." Now stop right there, because we're just being introduced to this guy. There hasn't been a word about him before this, and there isn't a word about him after this. This is how we're introduced to Jabez. We find out that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. All of a sudden, my ears perk up, and I say, well, why was he more honorable than his brothers? Well, let's read on. It says, second part of verse number 9, "And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain." Now, that doesn't calculate in my mind that because his mother bore him in pain, that made him more honorable than his brothers. Apparently, his mother had so much pain that she didn't forget about that pain, and she even called his name Pain. And so here this guy is branded for life that he's one who causes pain, and yet the Bible still records him as being more honorable than his brothers. Why? Verse number 10. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel." Now, it didn't say any of his brothers called on the God of Israel, but Jabez did. This is what Jabez said to God. It says, "Saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." Here's a man crying out to God, and he's saying, "Lord, I've had a curse on my life. I've been called somebody who's been one who causes pain. God, my entire life, whenever somebody says my name, there's that wince, that realization of something coming back to me that I'm the one that caused that pain." Nobody wants to be one who causes pain. Especially a man who had caused his mother great pain in childbearing. And now he's crying out to God and he's saying, "God, I don't want to curse. God, oh, that you would bless me indeed." We have permission to ask God for blessings. And he says that you would also, they took the verse off. He says that, verse number 10, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." We can ask God for an increased capacity in our lives. Not just to have a little dabble, do you? But to ask God to stretch us and to open us up. We talked about that last time we were together. Tonight I want to focus in on these words. "That your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." And look at the last couple of words there. It says, "So God granted him what he requested." Or in other words, Jabez's prayers were answered. Anybody in here tonight want answered prayers? Well, then you have permission tonight to pray and to ask God for blessings, to ask God for increased capacity, but also to ask God for his hand to be with you. You have permission to pray that. If Jabez prayed it and God granted him what he requested, then you can ask God and you can say, "God, oh, that your hand would be with me." Now, we don't know what that means. I honestly could tell you, I've read that in the Bible, and yet we don't always understand the depth of what God is talking about when he says that his hand would be with us. Now, the hand of God, when you look it up in the Bible, when you find out what's going on, anytime you see the hand of God, it's talking about a couple things. It includes divine provision. The hand is what holds on to the blessings. Jabez asked for blessing. He asked for increased capacity. And he says that your hand would be with me. See, God holds something in his hand that you and I want. And so he says, "I want your provision, God, that your hand would be with me, God, accompanying me, going and surrounding me. I want you to provide for me, my Lord." But don't stop there. It also talks about the direction of God. You know, I have a 2-year-old son. And when I take my 2-year-old son to a crowded place, you know, if we're walking down the street or we're going to an amusement park or something like that, my hand just grabs a hold of his back or right on the backside of his head, and I can literally turn my son whichever way I want him to go just by guiding him with my hand. In the same way, God gives us direction with his hand. If his hand is with us, then God can steer us on the course that he wants us to go. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it whichever way he wants it to turn. And you and I are kings and priests unto our God. So our heart is in the hand of God. He can give us his direction. Sometimes we're looking to God for direction. Pray, Lord, that your hand would be with me. Also, it speaks of safety. Jesus said in John chapter 10 that no one can snatch the sheep out of his Father's hand. See, there is a safety in the hollow of his hand. The only way you're going to get out of there is if you crawl out the hole in his hand. No one can snatch you from his hand. Paul wrote, he said, neither height nor depth nor any created thing can separate me from the love of God. See, God has got a safe in his hand. And also it speaks of strength. Speaks of the strength of God, the ability of God on our behalf. If the hand of God comes and takes care of business, you've got a strong God on your side. So when Jabez prayed and he said, God, I want your hand to be with me, it wasn't just that God's hand was coming down with him. No, it was talking about direction. It was talking about provision. It was talking about safety, and it was talking about strength. Here was a man who had caused pain his entire life, and yet he's crying out to God, God, I don't want to cause pain. God, I want you to have your hand with me. I want you to direct my way. I want you to turn me where you want me to go. God, I want you to provide for me. God, I want you to take care of my needs. God, I want that safety and that strength and that comfort. Lord, I trust you. And God, I need that strength in my life to be able to go on each and every day. You know, if anybody could have quit, it would have been this guy, Jabez. He had reason to quit. His family had turned their back on him, calling him names. And he was saying, Lord, no, I want your hand to be with me. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 37. And let's take a look at the hand of God in the Bible. Psalm chapter 37. And in Psalm chapter 37, we're going to take a look at verse number 23 and verse number 24. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 37, verse 23 and 24, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. There's that direction of God. Look at this. And he delights in his way. God is pleased with the direction he's taken you. Sometimes we wonder, we say, God, are you going to lead me into painful situations? God, are you going to lead me into a bad place? God, are you happy when I'm not? And yet the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Each and every one of your steps has been ordained of God. God is speaking your steps, each and every one. And it says that he delights in his way. God looks at the place he's taken you, and he says, it's a good place. I delight in it. Listen, God does not delight in evil. God delights in good. God tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. If God is leading you, you don't have to worry and you don't have to wonder about what God's doing ahead of you. The road may be tough and rough, but listen, God's got good things ahead of you, not evil things. But take a look at the next verse. Verse number 24. Though he fall. Who's that talking about? Is that talking about God falling? Absolutely not, because that's a little late on that word, he. Though he fall, speaking of the good man, he shall not be utterly cast down. Listen, if you fall down, it doesn't matter. Christian, if you fall down, get back up. Hello? Though you may stumble and fall, you might scrape your knee, you might get dirty, get up. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why? For the Lord upholds him with his hand. Wow, that's a promise from God. Some of you guys may have come in here tonight feeling like you fell down, feeling like you're in a ditch. You feel like the sheep that is downcast. That means that the sheep has rolled over, because sheep sometimes do this, and they get downcast. They get turned upside down. And they're in that position. Sheep can't just pop right back up. No, sheep are kind of lazy animals, kind of weird animals, and they roll over, and sometimes they get in that position where they can't get back up. They fall into a hole. And their lungs start to close in, and they start getting short of breath, and they start to suffocate. But listen, though a sheep may roll over and fall in a ditch and start to suffocate, they're not going to stay downcast like that forever. Why? Because the shepherd's going to come and pick them up and pull them out of that ditch, set them up, dust them off, and make sure that they don't go back to that same place. Doesn't matter how you came in here tonight, you're going out of here encouraged. You're going out of here with the mighty hand of God, but you got to cry out to him like Jabez and say, God, that your mighty hand would be with me. Lord, lift me up out of the miry clay. God, take me out of this situation that I'm in. God, it's dark, it's dismal, and I feel like I'm suffocating. I feel like things are closing in on me, God, but I'm reaching out to you now, Lord, and would your hand be with me? Just like Peter sinking down in the water, and he cries out, and the Bible says immediately Jesus' hand was there and he pulled him out of the water. See, God will be there immediately at the moment of your cry for help, that his hand would be with me. Second thing that we have permission to pray for tonight is that God would keep us from evil. If God is directing us, then God is going to keep us from evil. If we have the hand of God with us, then God will keep us from evil. Jabez said, God, I don't want to cause pain. If I go into evil, God, I'm going to cause pain. But God, if your hand is with me, then you can keep me from that evil and I won't cause pain. So he prayed and the hand of God kept him from evil. The Bible tells us so God granted him what he requested. That means that for the rest of Jabez's life, God's hand was with him and he did not cause pain. Even though that was his namesake, even though he had been branded as one who caused pain, he was not one. He went against the grain. He went against, man, this guy had status quo and he broke it. Broke it right off of himself, the generational things that had come against him, the strongholds in his life. He broke it right off in prayer. And he said, God, keep me from evil that I would not cause pain. And God granted him what he requested. We can pray for that. We can pray for that. I love what it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13 in the Old King James Version. Okay, I'm going to put this up on the overhead for you. In the Old King James Version, Jesus is teaching us how to pray, teaching the disciples, and it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, if you look at that word evil, it can also mean the evil one, speaking of the devil or speaking of demonic and satanic forces in our life. But also, it talks about just evil in general, whether it be brought on by a human sense or by a demonic sense. Either way, we can pray and we can ask God to keep us from temptation and deliver us from evil, that God will keep us from evil situations. When we operate in things that are evil and things that go against the will of God, we will cause pain to our own life and to the lives of those around us. Now, I say that because whatever you sow, you will reap. And so if you're sowing evil and sowing wickedness, you're going to reap evil and wickedness. But listen, if you pray and you ask God to deliver you out of evil and to keep you from evil, then God's hand will box you in and keep you from evil situations. I was praying with a brother the other day. He's having a struggle in his life. And there were some ungodly associations. And I said, listen, we're going to pray that God will keep this evil away. I'm going to pray that every time somebody tries and calls up on the cell phone that's evil, that the call will get dropped. Every time they try and do a text message, they're going to get interrupted and won't be able to complete it. I'm going to pray that every time they try and meet up with you at work, that they're just going to be blocked and that the Holy Spirit is just going to hedge them all around and about and you will not cross their path. And we got in there and we prayed for that. You can pray for that. You have permission to pray for that. Why? Because Jabez prayed for that. Jesus prayed for that. Here's Jesus in the garden with his disciples. Watch and pray lest you fall into temptation. Here's Jesus telling us, pray. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Whether it's the evil one or evil in general, we can pray that God keeps us from it. That we won't have that pain in our lives and we won't cause pain to other people. We know that because Jabez had the testimony. Two little verses in the Bible that God granted him what he requested. Did you guys get something from the word tonight? Hallelujah.